Good day and welcome to today's PeopleCert third quarter 2024 conference call. Throughout today's recorded presentation, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. You may register for questions at any time by pressing star 1 on your telephone keypad. And now, I'd like to hand the call over to your host, Mr. Byron Nikolaidis, founder and CEO of PeopleCert. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello, everyone. This is Byron. I'm here with George, our CFO, and Petros Lambropoulos. And thank you for joining. We're here to discuss our Q3 results. You can see on slide number 5, our revenue in Q3 24 was 24 million, minus 5% versus Q3. And in 9 months, we are flat at 86 million pounds. LTM September 24 at 120 million. This is a flat picture. However, it's good to note here that we had two negative impacts because we consolidate in pounds. The FX rate impact on pound was minus 1.7 million. And also one of our revenues lines this year, the membership subscription, because it's accrual accounting, we have minus 0.9 million. So in total is minus 2.6 million on the revenue. On the EBITDA, we are at 11 million in Q3, which is same number as 23. 9 month EBITDA again at 49 million pounds. Same like 23, and LTM is at 67 million, minus 2% like June. Then the margin is again at 56% as it was LTM June 2024. The net debt is at 161 million pounds. We have 90 million pounds as cash position, same as June. It's worth noting here that we have paid in September, 15th of September, the coupon, approximately 9 million, as well as we completed an acquisition, the same period that we paid for this. And the net debt to EBITDA is from 2.40, from 2.41x. What happened in this quarter is that we had, in general, headwinds in languages business because a lot of markets, they said that they're going to receive less immigrants, although this may change next year. And on the business and IT market, we had big technology companies stopping hiring, and this has an impact on the business. Now, some other highlights is the on languages portfolio. We made an acquisition, as I mentioned earlier, which is an online multi-level English language learning and testing platform, primarily learning, and it was created by Cambridge Associates, not confuse this with Cambridge University, please. We had on the positives the membership growing by 61% year on year. We are adding 2,000 net users every month. And of course, the transformation and the continuous product investment continues across the organization. We are moving on slide number 6. On the left side, that's the business highlights are the same, have not changed, so I'm not going to spend any time on this one. On the right side, you see our revenue, 120 million, LTM 24, EBITDA 67 million, EBITDA margin 56%. Cash flow conversion, it's below on 82% from 85%. We had some one-time expenses. And the net debt to adjusted EBITDA is at 2.4x. And if you see our products, there is no big change by product. You see the exams are at 57% and the new product at 43%. And on the last one, you see that B2C increased to 13%. And this is also supporting the fact that in the previous slide, the subscription business is also 61% up. Moving to slide number 7, you see here the evolution of the business and the improvement in revenue diversification. The exams from 82%, 9 months are at 58%, and you see new lines of revenue improving, and we expect them to continue to improve in the coming months and years. Slide number 8. You see here again the evolution of the leverage. The deleveraging continues. We are at 2.4, and this is despite the payment within September of the bond and the acquisition. If you see September 23, which was normal year, not like 22, which was the synergies, the leverage ratio went slightly up. Now we're at 2.40, and we expect to go further down in December. So this is the high level from my side, and we're passing the financials. George, our CFO, is going to give you the details about the financials. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. We have this usual slide number 10. As you can see, our revenue is at £120 million, in line with the previous year. Same applies for our profitability and profitability margin. Our capex is slightly higher, £2 million higher compared to the previous year, and the reason is that we had some one-off capex expenses in buildings, mainly in buildings and tangible assets. As a result of this, the free cash flow generation is slightly lower, and of course the cash flow conversion is similarly slightly lower. Working capital is positive at plus £3 million, but again, no major fluctuations in the working capital as usually. Moving on to slide 11, we have the capital structure of the organization. As we mentioned earlier, our leverage ratio is stable and remains at low levels, and we are expecting further improvement in the coming quarters. This concludes the financial review. In the following three slides, we have the profit and loss accounts. We have the balance sheet and the cash flow. All of these are available in our investor relations area in our website, along with the press release for further details and analysis. This concludes the presentation, and we are ready to proceed with the Q&A section.
Thank you. As a reminder, to ask a question at this time, please signal by pressing star 1 on your telephone keypad. And please make sure the mute function on your phone is switched off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Again, please press star 1 to ask a question. And our first question comes from Laura Homsey from MFS. Please go ahead.
Hi there. Thanks for taking my question. One, could you maybe provide some more color around why sort of revenues are lower year and year in this latest quarter? And maybe previously, I think you mentioned that overall you expect both revenue and EBITDA to be higher for the full year 2024 versus 2023, and just to check whether this is still the case, and then when we could expect sort of a return to growth in both revenue and EBITDA. That's my first question, or first two questions. And then secondly, do you plan to pay any further dividends for this current year? or just the 7 million, which I believe you have paid so far? Thank you.
Thank you for the question. You are correct. In Q1, our expectations for the year, they were higher, and it was a stronger start. Unfortunately, we had headwinds, as I mentioned initially, our business is in two pieces, primarily in business and IT qualifications and language qualifications. On business and IT qualifications, there was a headwind. Technology companies, after the second quarter and the third quarter, they laid off people, lots of people, and they didn't hire enough people, so it had an impact on our business. Looking to some of our competitors that I don't want to mention, they were down 10 or 20%, some of them. I think we managed well. Similar picture, but from another perspective, is in the languages sector. If you follow the languages market, you see that the main markets, which are UK, people going to study in UK or live in the UK, they have put limits, and migration is close to 30% down this year versus the previous year. Similar picture is in Australia, and similar pictures, a bit less, but is in Canada. They are expecting, they are accepting much less people. So again, if you look to some of our competitors, the market is down, they are down, and the shares are down between 10 and 20%. We managed to stay flat in this market. So this is the high-level explanation of the half of your first question. On the second part of the first question, how are we going to do for next year? There is an unknown right now in the markets, which is the new president of the United States and how the tariffs are going to work, etc. So we don't know, but our internal projections is for returning to growth, not very high growth rates, but reasonable, and we are still finalizing the budget. Now, we have to mention here, and this is important, that also we have this 1.2 million FX difference on the revenue and the 0.9 which on subscription, which if we did not have this FX side, normally the revenue would have been approximately 2-3% up. Have I answered all your questions?
Yeah, very clear. Can I have one follow-up regarding the membership change in account? Like, what is the driver for the negative impact there?
Yeah, the difference is that starting from 2024, we adopted the revenue accrual method for our memberships, which is in line with the duration of the membership. This was not the case back in 2023. In 2023, we recognized all the invoice revenue in the year. Now we are adopting the revenue accrual methods. Therefore, this is impacting the recognized revenue from the subscription line. Is it clear now?
Yes.
It will have the positive effect of this automatically in 2025. Yes.
Yeah. Thank you. And dividend payments?
Dividend payments, we're not planning, we are below the 10 million that we were last year. I think we're somewhere around 6.7 million. We are still in discussion, but if it's going to be, it's not going to be anything spectacular. It will materially impact the numbers.
Understood. And one follow-up, if I may, you've got obviously the senior secured notes that maturing in September 2026. Are you planning on looking to refinance these in the coming year in 2025?
Yes.
Great, thank you. That was all. Thank you.
Thank you.
We will now move to our next question from Christian Wild from Fidelity. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks very much for taking the question. Just on adding to that, if you could just maybe let us know a little bit about volume and price trends for the different parts of the business. I guess volume is the bigger problem, but if you could also talk about price. And then I was wondering with respect to the membership, again, I mean, if you could just help us on the price element here as well, and how would it be possible for us, or can you help us track that part of the business going forward? Any additional information would be helpful here. And just on margins going forward, do you think that even with lower growth, you can maintain the relatively high margins of the business, or do you think, given the additional investments that you've done in 2024 and you might need to do in 2025 as well, there might be slight margin pressure? Thank you.
Thank you. Very good questions. On the pricing side, the prices are more or less the same this year. We don't see any difference. We have to mention here also that we did not have any price increase, zero price increase in 2024 versus 23. And in general, on the average, I would say the prices are the same, similar levels. It may differ from country to country, but at very high level, the pricing is the same, both in languages as well as in business and IT. Going forward, we will probably have some price increases along with the inflation. Now, on the margin side, we expect to maintain those margins, and we are planning our budget according to our usual margins, which are higher than the current ones. You have to remember that the transformation still continues across the organization, but we believe that there are, first of all, there's going to be some growth. And regardless of growth, there are some still ways to further optimize the business, to optimize the costs. Have I answered all your questions?
Yeah, just the one on membership. If you could also just help us a little bit on prices here or ARPU or best
the
membership, attract us.
The membership is the same. We are charging almost $100 or £100 per member, and we expect this to be as it is. It's going up, and it will continue to go up. We have, again, I have to put here transformation, because when we acquired Axelos, it was a distressed asset, and there's a very big investment going behind this. And every week or every month, we see the fruit, but there are still things that need to be done, especially on the technology side, which when they are finalized, you'll see we're quite positive on the subscription that's going to go further up next year.
Okay. So the share of B2C should increase in the overall, in the pie chart going forward?
Slightly, not spectacularly, slightly. But we are a B2B business, and the B2B business is a reliable business. We're making sure that we don't make any mistakes to cannibalize our revenue, which is B2B. We want to keep also our B2B partners happy. But the membership is on top of this, and we expect this to continue. It's an additional source of revenue with the additional things that we are offering to our clients.
Okay. And just last question on ARPU. I mean, can you give any indication on the membership when you said ARPU is up? I mean, is that up by inflation? Is that up more than inflation this year? Just to get an understanding.
The membership is we're adding new members. This is a new product, and we are offering to the people that they take our certificates that if they pay $100 per year, they have certain advantages. One of the advantages is they are going to have access to a vast source of knowledge that cannot be found anywhere else, and it's helping their business. This is almost ready to be given to them. It's not there yet, and this is the technology I was referring. Another thing is that we are offering them the option, if they are members, they have credits, and they don't have to recertify themselves every 3 years. And they have also some other advantages. If you are a member, if you fail an exam, you don't have to pay certain time to take the exam. So this is something that is being enriched on continuous basis. And our membership offering next year is going to be much more rich than it is today. And we expect the members to be more, and probably as well, right now the membership is offered only after the exam. We're working also to offer this before the exams as well.
Okay.
I think I gave a little bit more information that I should have given on this.
Yeah, no, that's helpful. So what do you say? So the £100, $100 would be the prospective ARPU. It's not the ARPU that the business is not what you make today, but it could be prospective after these enhancements.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. The membership itself, if we do it right and correctly, they can contribute between 5 and 10 points to the growth next year. But there are a lot of challenges that we need to address.
Okay. Great. Thanks for clarifying. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. As a reminder, to ask a question, please signal by pressing star 1. We'll pause for a moment to allow you to signal. Is there no further questions at this time? I'd like to hand the call back over to Mr. Baron Nikolaidis, founder and CEO, for any additional or closing remarks. Over to you, sir.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for following this. I understand that we are probably this is our last investor call for the year. I'd like to thank all of you for your support and your business, and to wish to all of you and your families all the greetings for the season, and have an exceptional closing for this year and an over exceptional 2025. Thank you very much.
Thank you. This concludes today's conference call. Thank you for your participation, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect.